Hey, everybody, what if I told you that white people are being denied potentially life-saving treatment in the state of Texas? It's a pretty remarkable story about how they will not administer Regeneron, which is monoclonal antibodies, to white people. That story and also a little bit on the Kyle Rittenhouse drama and so much more. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support our show, you could do so at charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support. If you want to help us in our mission to reach millions of young people every single month, go to charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support to get behind the work we are doing. I want to thank Bailey from St. Petersburg, Florida. Thank you, Jen from North Carolina. Thank you, Lisa from Hoffman Estates, Illinois. I want to thank Laura from California and Cameron from Florida. Thank you, thank you, thank you for supporting us. Also, a special thank you to Liana from California, Jonathan from Ohio, also Amber from Indiana. Thank you for supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. Please consider supporting our work. I'm excited to see all of you at America Fest, which is going to be the largest pro-American celebration on the planet, tpusa.com/AMFEST. That's tpusa.com/AMFEST. Come to America Fest. We have Tucker Carlson, Kayleigh McEnany, Donald Trump Jr., Candace Owens, Rand Paul, Jesse Waters, so many amazing speakers and special musical performances by Brantley Gilbert and Dustin Lynch. tpusa.com/AMFEST. America Fest is going to be amazing, December 18, 19, 2021. People ask me all the time, Charlie, how do I meet my significant other? How do I, you know, meet other people? Well, you got to get going. Get your act together. Go to America Fest, tpusa.com/AMFEST. Get out there. Go meet some people. It's going to be epic. As always, you can email me directly, freedom@charliekirk.com. Important episode in store. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Lots to get to here. Kyle Rittenhouse jury is now in deliberation. And Kyle's future and fate is currently, under consideration. But I want to start with this story here, which is one of the most incredible stories that is CRT, critical race theory, in policy and in action. So a lot of people ask me, they say, Charlie, what is critical race theory? What is diversity, equity, inclusion? What is this wokeism? I could talk to you about black-only dormitories, such as Western Washington University, that have black segregated-only dormitories. I could talk to you about Columbia University in New York City, where they have black-only graduation ceremonies. I could talk to you about, in Georgia, at the Atlantic Public Schools, they have black kids that go to one classroom and white kids that go to another classroom. I could talk to you about State Street Capital Advisors out of Boston, Massachusetts. This is they cannot hire white people or white men without approval from the board, but they can hire Hispanics and blacks however they want. And so we know what is at the root of CRT. It's anti-white discrimination. It's explicitly that. Some people tap dance around it, but we see what's really happening here. And we see that it's racism under a different name, and it's bigotry. It'd be racism if it was against anybody else, but it's racism in this current institutional form. One of the most amazing kind of developments is how people are willing to embrace this wokeism, the CRT regime, without ever thinking out the potential consequences for it. So we know that white people are being actively discriminated against when hiring for jobs at State Street Capital Advisors. We know that affirmative action is anti-white admission hiring practices. We know these. We know all these things. But what if I told you that CRT, critical race theory and critical theory, is now medical policy? What if I told you that it is now the policy of the Texas Health and Human Services to not administer life-saving Regeneron or monoclonal antibodies to people that might need them, potentially life-saving treatments, if they're white? That is not just one bigoted nurse. No, no, no. That is policy at Texas Health and Human Services. Don't believe me? Cut 12 is the tape of a Texas man being denied medical treatment because he's white. Play cut 12.
So I'm not going to be able to get it today? Because I don't qualify?
Yeah.
What if I like smoke and vape? I heard that was a...
No?
Okay. But if I were black and Hispanic, then I'd be able to qualify? Okay. I'm being denied medical service because of my race. Is that...
That's the criteria.
Yeah.
So what I do, I go around and make sure everyone meets the criteria.
Okay.
So that's a black woman for the Texas Health and Human Services. Well, that's the criteria. You're white, so you're not allowed to get monoclonal antibodies. So then someone fact-checked it. By the way, this is under Governor Abbott. Why is he putting up with this? This has been a national news story for a couple days. It's been bubbling up. And quite honestly, you know, it's amazing how many conservatives are avoiding this story. They don't want to be called racist. Play cut 32, someone called the state infusion hotline and was told that if you have COVID, you are not able to get monoclonal antibodies because that's only for Hispanic and black people. You hear that? White people, go to the back of the line. Connor, get me Ibram X. Kendi's quote, please, because this is Ibram X. Kendi's world we're all living in. Play cut 32.
Okay, so there's eligibility criterias that we go by. And African-American and Hispanic are high-risk ethnicity groups, so that would be a qualifier.
So black and Hispanics are considered to be high-risk ethnicity groups, so white people, if you get COVID, you're on your own in Texas. Good luck getting monoclonal antibodies. Good luck getting anything that might be able to save your life. No, no, no. Go to the back of the line. Discrimination today to try and atone or make up for discrimination yesterday. That is Ibram X. Kendi's viewpoint. Ibram X. Kendi, the archbishop of critical race theory. His quote is, "The only remedy to racist discrimination is anti-racist discrimination. The only remedy to past discrimination is present discrimination. The only remedy to present discrimination is future discrimination." He is who teaches many of your children if you send them to college or send them to school. If there really is a scarcity for monoclonal antibodies and you have to discriminate, then discriminate against young people. I get that. Give them ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, aspirin, and azithromycin. But discriminating based on race? You want to talk about Jim Crow 2.0. Everybody, this is the number one news story in the country. Could you imagine if a black person went into a monoclonal antibody treatment center in Birmingham, Alabama, and they said, oh, no, our criteria says only white people can get Regeneron. Could you imagine? No, instead, everyone's okay with it because I guess there is this kind of white, not just white guilt, but it's also a large portion of white people almost want the punishment. They're like, yeah, I feel so defeated. I guess it's okay that white people can't get Regeneron or monoclonal antibodies. But blacks and Hispanics, they can get whatever medical treatment they want. So this is now the new regime in America. The same CRT that we've been warning you about for a year and a half is now in medical policy, everybody. It's now in who gets to live or die is now based on the color of your skin. How is this any different than eugenics? No, seriously. How is this any different than choosing some skin color with some sort of value or merit? Somebody, it's open offer on the show, by the way. Anyone can call in or anyone can defend this, saying, oh, yeah, I think that blacks and Hispanics should be given monoclonal antibodies above white people. You want to know the implications of CRT, of wokeism, of all this? The implications are soon. You, if you are a white person listening to this right now, and we have people of all beautiful backgrounds and diversity listening, you might go to your doctor soon, and you might ask for life-saving treatment. And the doctor might tell you, I'm sorry, the criteria is white people need not apply. White people, you're on your own. Welcome to America, everybody. Last month, an absolute landslide of all of you made the switch to PureTalk. You were chained to overpriced unlimited plans from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Then finally you decided to make the switch because you know that PureTalk saves the average family over $800 a year without having to sacrifice coverage. So do this. Make the switch to PureTalk. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get massive discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. And let me be clear, you are not sacrificing service with PureTalk. Let me say that again. You are not sacrificing service with PureTalk. They are on the same network as one of the big guys. Plus, PureTalk invests a fortune into making sure they have the latest technology. They just pass all the savings on to you. Get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Or if you still want unlimited data, you can get that and still save a fortune. Just dial #250 and say Charlie Kirk, and you'll save 50% off your first month. That's #250 and say Charlie Kirk. PureTalk is simply smarter wireless. People can't believe this is actually happening. That in the state of Texas, you try to go get monoclonal antibodies or Regeneron, and you're turned away because of the color of your skin. Why are we putting up with this? Why is the Texas leadership putting up with this? It's a really good question. And why did it take an undercover video of a guy trying to get the treatment to expose it? We need a lot better leaders in our country. This is, the fact that this is even remotely tolerated in the state of Texas is stunning. Connor's from Texas. He's a proud Texan. But I'll be honest, Texas has lost its swagger recently. You're letting illegals just flood into your state. Beta O'Rourke or whatever his name is, Robert Francis O'Rourke, the fake Hispanic who calls himself that, who married a developer's daughter from El Paso, never done anything meaningful in his life. He's running for governor. Come on, Texas, get your act together. You're tougher than this. You're smarter than this. The fact that you're allowing your medical policy straight from the equivalent of Texas Health and Human Services. So this is the official government body. This is not some like one-off. Is that right, Connor? It's not like some one-off private industry. Speaking of which, we had a question yesterday about the vaccine. It was a good kid. I don't think I was too intense. Was I, Connor? I think I handled that okay. And he said, Charlie, why is it that conservatives are so vaccine skeptical or hesitant or whatever, you know, the accusation is? And I was just having this conversation with my family over the weekend. It's, well, we're seeing a lot of people that got the vaccine and they're getting very sick. And then you see stories like this one. Gibraltar, which is a very small country, one of the most vaccinated countries on the planet. Highest vaccination rates up there with Israel and Singapore. They have canceled Christmas celebrations amid COVID spike. Health Minister Hon Samantha Sacramento described the increase in case numbers as drastic and encouraging people to come forward to receive their booster vaccine. These people never learn. The government has advised members of the public to wear masks, avoid large gatherings, and maintain social distancing. Gibraltar is one of the highest rates, actually is the highest rates of vaccinations in the world. In March, Gibraltar became the first nation in the world to vaccinate its entire adult population. The government has traced the spike back to religious gatherings, workplace mixing, and social events. They now mandate mask wearing in all shops, medical establishments, airports, and enclosed places of worship. What's really interesting about Gibraltar, though, is it has a very small population. 34,000 people. So going on a mass vaccination campaign wasn't that hard. But how's it working out for them? One of the highest, most vaccinated countries in the world, Gibraltar, has hardly been able to turn the curve. One of the other most vaccinated countries in the world is Singapore. Similar issues. Israel, similar issues. Fauci, who should be in prison, Cut 28 has said, we put together a good plan on how we're going to try and dampen down the spread of infection early to put this misplaced perception of people's individual right to make a decision that supersedes societal safety. The United States Constitution was written to protect us from people like Anthony Fauci. James Madison, John Jay, and Alexander Hamilton, amongst many others, but mostly James Madison, who was the father of the U.S. Constitution, when he stared to the sky and prayed to the heavens, he saw a picture of a tyrant like Anthony Fauci, and he said, I got to make sure you're protected from people like him. Play cut 28.
We put together a good plan for how we were going to try and dampen down the spread of infection early on, thinking that that was accepted by everybody. And then the next day, the president saying, free Michigan, free Virginia. I didn't quite understand what the purpose of that was, except to put this misplaced perception about people's individual right to make a decision that supersedes the societal safety.
Dwight D. Eisenhower famously said, we must be wary of an unelected scientific and technological elite that will be running the country for their own benefit. Be wary of the mad scientist. Even Socrates and Plato, well, Plato wrote everything that Socrates said, said that you cannot allow a group of what Plato would call Plato's guardians, people that made the rules but didn't have to live under them themselves. I want you to imagine over 100,000 Americans losing their jobs. You could stop imagining because it's a reality. Since 2015, over 100,000 independent farms and ranches in the United States have shut down. Why? Because foreign meat is stealing their businesses and robbing you of the quality and flavor that you deserve. That's why Good Ranchers is here. They exist to support local American farms that help you make great American meals. Together, they restore the American ranch and your meals to the former glory. Get the beef, chicken, and seafood that can't be imported or matched at GoodRanchers.com. GoodRanchers.com completes three basic needs. Number one, you have to eat. Number two, you want to support the country. Number three, support the Charlie Kirk Show. Did you know the product of USA tag has been stolen by foreign countries? Because of the foreign labeling laws that favor foreign imported meat, over 100,000 independent farms and ranches have closed since 2015. Support American beef and meat, everybody. Good Ranchers is here to put America numero uno first at the dinner table and farmers that work to raise the meat we eat. So get a box of meat delivered straight to your home. And last week, Good Ranchers upgraded their website to handle the traffic that came from the listeners of this show. Thank you for supporting Good Ranchers. They support us. If you had trouble ordering last week, GoodRanchers.com is back and better than ever with an extra special limited time offer. Just go to GoodRanchers.com/Charlie right now and get 10 free bistro fillets, and even better, subscribe and save $25 on each box of mouth-watering American meats for life that will show up on schedule right to your door. That's right. Get 10 free bistro fillets. That's $100 value and free express shipping if you go to goodranchers.com/Charlie or use code Charlie at checkout. That's 10 free bistro fillets, free express shipping, and $25 off your subscription for life at goodranchers.com/Charlie. Support the show, support the country, and eat well. GoodRanchers.com/Charlie. The Constitution was written to protect us from people like Anthony Fauci and Binger. That's his name, right? The sad-souled prosecution man who is going after Kyle Rittenhouse. So we are keeping our eyes on the Kyle Rittenhouse situation, everybody, and we may have a very big guest on the show this week. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying we might have a very, very big guest, and we'll see what happens. And if you guys want to know when that interview may or may not be dropping with a very big guest, make sure you subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Every phone has a podcast app. The way you subscribe, upper right-hand corner is a plus sign, and you're able to hear all of our content in real time. So this guy, Binger, do we have a picture of Binger? Oh, okay, yeah, 29. This is one of the craziest things. So I had a really busy day yesterday. I spoke at University of Arizona. We had the amazing Scottsdale Unified School District Board. And by the way, that creep by the name of Jan Michael Greenberg is no longer president of the Scottsdale Unified School District. And thank you to all of our wonderful listeners that are listening right now on AM 960 The Patriot in Phoenix, Arizona, that showed up yesterday. So Binger, Thomas Binger, who is the assistant district attorney, he just picks up a gun and starts waving it at the jury like a crazy person. Play cut 29.
What we see in the video, him putting the fire extinguisher on the ground and then raising the gun.
Your Honor, I'm going to object. He's facing the wrong direction.
But by the way, he had his finger on the trigger. And I was like, boy, that's a little too close to Alec Baldwin for my taste. Oof. He is flying a little too close to the sun. He's just waving the gun at the jury. Straight. Is that jury intimidation, Connor? Are you allowed to do that? I don't know. Prosecutor then, Binger, to kind of recap yesterday, comes out, cut 25, and says, you lose the right to self-defense when you're the one who brings the gun. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about if this was actually true. There was a great story 18 months ago or so when a mass shooter tried to go into a Texas church, and we did a documentary on this guy at Turning Point USA, and armed citizen comes out, bang, stops the mass shooting before it happens. Are you not allowed to defend yourself? So let me get this straight. So you lose your right to self-defense if you bring your own gun. Play cut 25.
You can't claim self-defense against an unarmed man like this. You lose the right to self-defense when you're the one who brought the gun, when you're the one creating the danger, when you're the one provoking other people.
And you could see that as he says that. The judge looks, he's like, what are you talking about? So if you bring a gun to a knife fight and they try to kill you with the knife, you lose your right to self-defense. If you try to constitutionally carry and bring your own gun. So this is how weak the prosecution argument has become. Now, it's interesting. I got an email from somebody before I go any further, and I am ridiculing Binger for a reason. I am mocking him relentlessly. Someone says, Charlie, you got to lay off on Binger. He seems like a good guy. I say, excuse me? This is not some sort of Sierra Club activist who's trying to save the Sequoia trees. This is not some sort of just random anti-gun organizer. No. Thomas Binger has the power of the state behind him. Thomas Binger can put people in prison for the rest of their life. Thomas Binger has a moral obligation to be precise, factual, and accurate. Thomas Binger, the assistant district attorney, tampered with evidence. Thomas Binger was probably violating the Fifth Amendment rights of Kyle intentionally. Let's play cut 30. So Jen Psaki was asked, she said, Peter Ducey, who's done an unbelievable job, by the way, he's been really good. He says, why did President Biden suggest that Kyle Rittenhouse was a white supremacist? And Jen Psaki says, we're not going to speak about an ongoing trial, but then attacks Rittenhouse as an example with vigilantes patrolling our communities with assault rifles. Oh, Kyle Rittenhouse is a vigilante? And yet, what about the jury intimidation, the Wendy's being burned down for fun, the $2 billion in damages? How about the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone? Play cut 30.
Why did President Biden suggest that Kyle Rittenhouse on trial in Kenosha is a white supremacist?
So, Peter, what I'm not going to speak to right now is anything about an ongoing trial, nor the president's past comments. What I can reiterate for you is the president's view that we shouldn't have, broadly speaking, vigilantes patrolling our communities with assault weapons.
Vigilantes patrolling our – that's not what happened, okay? Kyle Rittenhouse went up there to go administer aid. He illegally had an AR-15. Did not want to use it. By the way, had perfect gun posture, might I say. Connor knew how to hold a gun and didn't have his finger on the trigger. He looked like a member of the Taliban because they have perfect gun posture. Hey, we taught them that. Before the Afghan invasion, I can tell you, the Taliban, they used to have the guns behind their back and in between the goats they were herding and the children they were molesting. And now you see the Taliban when they take over the They take over the capital. They all have perfect gun posture. It's like, hey, we taught them that. It's our longest lasting and most meaningful impact in Afghanistan is perfect gun Is gun posture the right way to put it? I guess that's not a bad way to say it, right? I'm sure there's a better word I'm missing. But etiquette. Etiquette's not – etiquette is as if it's like manners. Protocol. Let's say protocol. That's probably right. Gun protocol. Tucker Carlson has been spot on this entire thing. And honestly, God bless Tucker Carlson for having the courage to be able to speak out against this, because so many weak-kneed Republican conservatives in the media have been afraid to stand for Kyle Rittenhouse and his family. But now, do you notice, Connor? Do you notice, everybody? It's kind of the cool thing now to defend Connor, now that all of a sudden the kind of the momentum has broken. Remember who spoke out in favor of Connor early, in favor of Kyle early. Too many K's. Tucker, cut 24.
Himself? What's the point of having a gun if you can't save your own life with it? Well, that's exactly what they're telling you. They're telling you don't have that right. You have no right to resist. That's the whole point of this whole proceeding. So the next time BLM sweeps into your town, your neighborhood, your house to burn and loot and brandish weapons, you had better not try to protect yourself or your family. Try to protect yourself or your family, and we will charge you with murder. And while we're at it, we'll have the national media call you racist.
The national media will call you racist. And not only that, a person that had a chance of becoming the president of the United States, Joe Biden. Thomas Binger is at direct odds with the Constitution. The Constitution is the greatest political document ever written. And despite the complaining of Joy Reid, despite the demands of the New York Times, all of that noise gets put aside, and the courtroom remained a sober, deliberate, intentional, reason-based theater to determine the future of Kyle Rittenhouse. That process, the structure of the U.S. Constitution, is a beautiful thing. And I am an admirer. I am a student. I am a, some would call me an evangelizer for the U.S. Constitution. The deeper I dive into the Constitution, the more I realize that that judge, Schroeder, I think that was his name, right? Schroeder, regardless of politics, he saw an out-of-control New York Times, MSNBC, Huffington Post, Twitter, woke mob inspired and supported pathological prosecution, and a young man who is going to fall victim to mob justice. And this judge said, enough. That's not the way we do things in this country. I don't know what you're up to, man. That charge is dismissed. You didn't tell me you were going to put that piece of evidence in. Let's get that tape ready of that judge who admonished the prosecution and remember that. But the place that I encourage all of you to study the Constitution and to find, to dive deeper into the gift we've been given, is Hillsdale College, a wonderful sponsor of this program. American history and civics education is at a turning point. Will we allow bureaucrats and lobbyists to choose what school children are taught, or will we teach the entire truth? My friends at Hillsdale College argue for teaching the truth. They've made the Hillsdale 1776 curriculum, downloadable for free at charlie4hillsdale.com, available not only to teachers but also to citizens just like you to share with other concerned Americans. This complete K-12 history and civics curriculum, designed to give educators guidance, not mandates, allows students to learn their tragedies and triumphs of American history as it has really happened. Only through a complete and honest study of our history can students fully understand the world in which they live. Our children deserve to be taught the truth through a sound curriculum that was created by teachers, not bureaucrats, and upholds the dignity of each individual. America's future depends upon an honest, candid look at our history. Download Hillsdale 1776 curriculum for free today at charliefor.hillsdale.com. That's charliefor.hillsdale.com. And portions of this program are proudly brought to you by the last college and the greatest college that I can think of that fights for liberty, freedom, and truth, Hillsdale College. Okay, let's go to this clip right here. Cut 23, Binger. Again, you want to talk about the Constitution and what I just talked about, Hillsdale? What's directly at odds with that? The tension point? People like this prosecutor, thankfully, do not get to put you in prison unless they can convince your peers to do so. That's a characteristic of the U.S. Constitution, everybody. The Fifth, Sixth, Seventh, and Eighth Amendment are all rights that were put in there in the Declaration of Rights, ratified in 1791, 4 years after the Constitution, for the purpose of protecting you from people like him. Play cut 23.
The standard is the defendant may intentionally use force which is intended or likely to cause death or great bodily harm, such as fire an AR-15, only if the defendant reasonably believed that the force used was necessary to prevent imminent death or great bodily harm to himself. Not, oh, if you repeatedly smash someone's face, it might lead to injury. Not, oh, this could have happened. Imminent death or great bodily harm.
Now, that wasn't Binger. That's Lunchbox, the J.B. Pritzker acolyte, who calls himself a prosecutor. So got him confused. But people like him, too. Lunch break. You have rights against people like him as well. Hey, everybody. Lately, I've been sounding the alarm about why we all need to be well prepared in case the worst happens anytime soon. No, I'm not an alarmist. I'm a realist. Charlie Kirk here. I've been personally preparing myself and my family, and I hope you have too, because the way things are going, it's not looking good. And none of us should ever gamble with our family's well-being. That's why I strongly endorse My Patriot Supply as the go-to source for your family's emergency preparedness products. You'll find more than just emergency food. MyPatriotSupply.com carries about everything you'll need for the challenging times ahead. Plus, your order will be shipped quickly, much faster than the competition can. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get what you need quickly. They have food in stock, ready to ship, in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Don't wait and suffer the pain of regret. Things are falling apart, everybody, and you need to make sure you could feed your family if the worst occurs. I'm a prepper, and you need to prepare too. MyPatriotSupply.com today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. This is about whether or not you have the right to defend yourself. Understand what's really on trial here with Kyle Rittenhouse. What's really on trial with Kyle Rittenhouse is the very same thing that the McCloskeys were indicted in Missouri. And this is the following. Because of the popularity of the Second Amendment, because of the moral right as defined in the U.S. Constitution of your right to self-defense and own weapons, because so many different people have sued successfully, including the Heller decision, in a 5-4 decision from the D.C. Circuit that went up to the Supreme Court that reaffirmed that firearm ownership for self-defense is a right, the left, the collectivists, the authoritarians, the totalitarians, the micromanagers, the arrogant elitist ruling classes, the Plato Guardians, and Plato's Guardians were a group of people that would administer rules and regulations or laws, and they themselves never have to live under them. The strategy for those groups of people, that group of people, has turned away from trying to confiscate our weapons for the time being, and instead of saying, oh, you're not allowed to own those guns, they're saying you're not allowed to use those guns. You see, the two biggest existential threats against the Second Amendment that are in front of us today, number one, ammunition ownership and acquisition of ammunition, and I don't know if you've noticed this, there is a massive shortage of ammunition right now in America. And anyone that is able to solve the ammunition problem is going to be a very wealthy person. The price of ammunition has gone up exponentially in the last 2 years. Because in times of inflation, ammunition has objective value. Ammunition and land, I think, are going to become the new objective currency. And Bitcoin. I'm actually more and more of a more understanding of how Bitcoin's place in this whole equation is going to be. That's a different conversation for a different time. But instead of going after ammunition as part of it, and very suspicious purchases, by the way, of ammunition factories across the country, very suspicious of massive ammunition depots that are being bought by very shady actors. But if they're not able to take your gun away, they're just going to say you can't use the gun you already have. Instead of saying that we're going to come knock on your door like they did to James O'Keefe and Project Veritas, they're just going to say that if you use the guns, we're going to put you through this with Kyle Rittenhouse or the McCloskeys. That we're going to make it that you are now less likely to even want to own a gun because if you use it, it might destroy your life. You know, I I have some good friends in Chicago, in the suburbs of Chicago. And during Floydapalooza, the entire circus last summer, when we decided to destroy our country over a total lie that black people are being hunted down in the streets, a complete and total abject statistical lie. You know, I talked to some business owners in Chicago, and they said, Charlie, I'm afraid. I said, well, what are you afraid of? They said, well, I'm not afraid of the mob coming into my store. I'm not afraid of the mob trying to come after me. They said, they'll all end up dead. I said, I'm afraid of what happens next. I'm afraid that I'm going to get accused and go through multi-years of defending myself and my property if they break into my store and steal my merchandise and I protect myself, and then I have to go stand trial for the next 2 years for using lethal force when all they're trying to do is steal your stuff. I mean, come on. Who's to say that they shouldn't be able to steal $200,000 worth of Tanzanite? It's reparations. It's what they deserve, right? What's on trial here with Rittenhouse is many different things. The Constitution's on trial. The Second Amendment's on trial. Our traditions are on trial. Due process is on trial. And this right here is a microcosm moment. It's a pressure cooker. It's a test of all the different cultural and political dynamics that are converging, whether it be the racial components, the constitutional components, the rush to judgment components, the questions of the Second Amendment, all of them are in one situation at one time. And I suppose that we have to explore then, how is the other side going to react if and when Kyle Rittenhouse gets acquitted? That's a good question and an important one. Thanks so much for listening. I love hearing from you. Email me at freedom@charliekirk.com. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.